I'm John Moore, and this is Going Public. I'm speaking with Elizabeth Shelton with the United Way of Southeast Missouri. And there's been a lot of things that have been going on in the region. Not only have we had severe weather over the past year, and we had some extremely cold days and weeks. So there's a lot of need in this area outside of what people may know that kind of goes on behind the scenes. And that's kind of where United Way comes in to help fill that gap and find that funding for those in the community. So can you tell me a little bit about what the need is that you've seen in the past few months?
Well, to go along with your introduction, the weather isn't the only thing that has been frozen lately. There are a number of nonprofits that no longer have funding. Funds were frozen for a while, then they were removed entirely. They were opened up significantly later, and there are organizations that couldn't hang in there that long because they already were operating on a thread. There are AmeriCorps programs that no longer exist in the state. We feel very fortunate that ours was funded, and I think part of that is because there is such a great need for childcare. And so we've opened a United for Childcare Resource Center in our building on Spanish. So it's been a harder time than usual, I think, for nonprofits. In your instance, donors rallied when they heard that your funds were being cut. And sometimes that is happening, especially for, privately funded programs, too. So there's just been just a whole lot of change and confusion happening right now. And as prices have increased and things like that, the need has become even greater.
Well, can you talk about the specific categories in which the funding or grants or grant applications are accepted for this new program? And I guess also how long does the grant process application last?
United Way of Southeast Missouri is still operating as a funder. We're very grateful to our donors who help us be able to help other nonprofits. And we also, when there's a need out there that no other nonprofit is meeting, that's when we establish a program when we can. So that's why we created the United for Childcare Resource Center. It's why we created our United We Work transportation program to get people to and from work, because these are great needs in our community as well as in many others. But we also continue to fund other nonprofits that are helping us with our mission of focusing on youth opportunity, a healthy community, what we're especially focused on, which is financial stability, especially by supporting the workforce, and then also just ensuring that we have a resilient community that can respond to emergencies is really the fourth category of funding for United Way. And we currently have our grant application open to any registered nonprofit that's in our four-county footprint. Every United Way is assigned an area to help, and our counties are Cape Girardeau, Bollinger, Perry, and Northern Scott. So an organization has to be delivering service to at least one of those counties to be considered for funding. And we are capping our funding for the second time this year simply because our donations have declined, and so we have fewer funds to work with as far as the allocations go that we give to other nonprofits. The United Way of Southeast Missouri grant cycle runs this year from February 2nd through February 27th by 5 p.m. And we encourage organizations not to wait until the last minute. We have tried very hard to make this application relatively simple and quick and not too hairy. And one of the ways we're doing that is by having a preliminary questionnaire that's just 8 or 10 questions to make sure that they meet the basic criteria that I just mentioned. And then after those are reviewed, then they will get an a link for the full application. And so if they wait till the last minute to get that preliminary questionnaire, they may not have time to get the full application in by 5 p.m. on February 27th. And the link to that preliminary questionnaire and to a lot of other information, the criteria and some deadlines can be found on our website, unitedwayofsemo.org/our-impact. And then those are reviewed by volunteers from the community that serve on our board as well as our community investment committee. And they are the ones actually making the final decisions on which organizations we will fund and to what extent. But this year we're doing something a little different. We are inviting the public to sit in on presentations from the nonprofits that make the final cut. And those are going to be on March 26th at 4 p.m. at our office here at 16 North Spanish Street in downtown Cape Girardeau.
That's a way for people to not only just see the transparency in how things are awarded, but also see just some of the needs in the community too, right? Is that sort of the goal?
Exactly, yes. And to learn about resources. Mm-hmm. You know, even if United Way volunteers determine that we can't fund this particular program, and note, we fund programs, not agencies. If we can't fund that program at this particular time, there may be someone else in the community who wants to volunteer with them, who wants to help support them, and who might be able to utilize the resources that they're presenting.
In fact, not too long ago, I believe you had a regional meeting that sort of talked about some of the needs. Is that correct?
You might be referencing we had a Get Acquainted meeting with our new partners, and we invited the community to come do sort of a speed dating concept where each partner talked just for a few minutes about their program. And that was another way that we invited the community to come learn about some of the resources in the community and specifically those that are already in the United Way network. But some of those may change again come July 1st when we start our new fiscal year with new partners.
Gotcha. Okay. In the next few months, things seem to be changing from week to week almost at some times. But is there anything that really stands out to you that you can foresee in the next year or so that will be a real need for the community?
There are so many needs in the community. It's hard to know where to start. But one thing that leads to need is a lack of financial knowledge. And that's one thing that we're seeing and trying to help provide more knowledge and financial empowerment to the people we serve and help. One thing we're seeing is financial education. You know, we focus very much on literacy, and we have programs that are devoted to literacy. And now we are focusing more on financial literacy because we're realizing part of the reason some people are struggling is because they have never been taught the basics of budgeting and, you know, wants versus needs and spending versus saving. And so we incorporated visiting one of our banking partners and creating a budget into our United We Work transportation program so that anyone wanting free transportation through that program had to go visit one of our banking partners to learn how to budget. And we have heard such great feedback about that. You know, a lot of people have told us they were afraid of going into a bank. You know, they didn't grow up going into banks or going through the drive-through and getting a sucker like a lot of people did, you know. And so it's been very empowering for a lot of people. And we've had four participants that we know of in that program who have been able to budget and save and purchase their own vehicle. So more of that is needed throughout the community, without a doubt.
Well, thanks once again for speaking with me. We've been speaking with Elizabeth Shelton of the United Way of Southeast Missouri, Executive Director there, and serving the counties of Cape Girardeau, Bollinger, Perry, and Northern Scott. Those are the counties that are going to be served with this new grant program. And once again, the application, you said, what are the dates for that?
February 2nd through February 27th. And they can follow the links on our website, unitedwayofsemo.org.
All right. Well, thanks once again for speaking with us here on Going Public.
Thank you. We appreciate this opportunity to let all the nonprofits know that there is a funding opportunity and to let our public know they have an opportunity to come learn and be educated about the work we're all doing.